In this video, we're going to talk about a place most people don't think about it every day, Greenland. It's a huge island covered mostly in ice with a population of just around 57,000 people. It was once a Danish colony. Greenland today is self-governing, but still officially part of the Kingdom of Denmark. In 2009, Greenland got the legal right to control areas like policing, courts, coast guard, and resource revenues to itself while keeping foreign affairs, defense, and currency-related matters under Denmark. But there is a catch. Its economy is very small, it depends mostly on fishing, and every year Denmark sends subsidies to keep things running. The annual subsidy is around 4.3 billion Danish kroner, approximately $600 to $650 million. If you see, Denmark's GDP in 2025 is projected at approximately $409 billion. So the annual subsidy granted to Greenland represents about 0.15% of Denmark's GDP. Now here's where the story gets interesting. Look at Greenland on a map. It sits right between Europe and North America. From the US military standpoint, this location is gold and strategic. Right now, there are some US military facilities in Greenland, but they are in collaboration with NATO networks, like the AN/FPS-132 radar at Pituffik Space Base. This one supports missile early warning and tracking for NORAD. This radar provides critical data for ballistic missile detection, which are again integrated into US and NATO networks that provides information against any threat coming from Russia. Apart from this, Greenland is mineral rich. Rare earth minerals crucial for modern technology and defense systems are buried under the ice. And then, as you know, the US wants to reduce its dependence on China for these materials. So Greenland is no longer just ice and snow. It's about security, power, and the future. Now, Donald Trump has been talking about Greenland for years. Back in January, he openly said that Greenland should become part of the United States. He even warned that if Denmark didn't allow it, it could be seen as an unfriendly act. Trump's argument was simple and dramatic. He said, "If you look up and down the coast, you see Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need Greenland for national security. We have to have it." However, this claim is largely exaggerated. Most Russian and Chinese maritime activity is concentrated in the Russian Arctic region, particularly along the Northern Sea route, and they are mainly linked to commercial shipping, LNG projects, and occasional joint exercises. Their presence near Greenland is very limited. On the other hand, Chinese naval activity is more visible near Alaska, especially in the Bering Sea region, rather than around Greenland. Now, we all know that Trump often amplifies strategic threats to elevate urgency and frames it as an issue to US national security. This is an approach he frequently uses to strengthen his negotiation position and political messaging. He went even further and said the people of Greenland wants to join the United States by saying there are only about 55,000 people there, they want to be with us. And then came the line that really caught global attention. He said that the US might need Greenland for the freedom of the world, and he refused to rule out the use of force. That's when things started getting tense. This wasn't just talk. On 22nd December, Trump made a very symbolic move. He appointed Jeff Landry, the governor of Louisiana, as the US special envoy to Greenland. Landry is not a diplomat. He's a military veteran, a former police officer, and a strong Trump loyalist. And importantly, he openly supports the idea of Greenland becoming American. Trump praised his appointment and said, "Greenland is essential for US national security," and that Landry would lead the charge. To Denmark, this looked less like diplomacy and more like pressure. Denmark's reaction was immediate and angry. The Danish foreign minister called the move totally unacceptable and summoned the US ambassador in Copenhagen for an explanation. Denmark's prime minister made the position crystal clear. "You cannot annex another country," she said, not even using international security as an excuse. Other European countries quickly stepped in. The European Union said it stood in full solidarity with Denmark and Greenland, reminding the world that sovereignty and territorial integrity are core principles of international law. Sweden, Norway, and other Nordic countries backed Denmark completely. Norway's foreign minister said it openly. The purpose behind making Jeff Landry the US special envoy to Greenland is to make Greenland American. This is exactly the broader point I made earlier in one of my videos while discussing Sagio Gore. Officially, he's the United States ambassador to India, but alongside that role, he also serves as the special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Diplomatic titles are rarely just ceremonial. They often signal expanded mandates and strategic intent. If Norway's foreign minister can read the strategic messaging behind Jeff Landry's designation, the same analytical lens can reasonably be applied to the dual role held by the current US ambassador of India. Anyhow, coming back to Greenland, This is not just about one island. It's about a world where big powers are again talking about borders, influence, and control, even over allies. Denmark's intelligence services have already warned that the US is using economic pressure and military threats, even against friendly countries. Now, this is a very important point that you must understand regarding what is happening these days between United States and European Union leaders. Actually, if you analyze and see, European Union leaders' concern is less about the US as a country and more about Trump's style of power politics. If you go back in past and see, the transatlantic relationship between Europe and America was built on trust, predictability and consultation. Today, everything is slowly seems to be going the opposite. I'm not saying Europe is getting bitter or trying to break up with the United States. What I'm trying to say is Europe is slowly accepting that the United States can no longer be assumed to act automatically in Europe's interest. So when Trump talks about Greenland, Europe hears something deeper, a challenge to international rules and a return to raw power politics. Now Greenland is cold, but the politics around it are heating up fast. A small island with 57,000 people is now at the center of global power struggle between security fears, mineral wealth and international law. And the big question remains, is this tough talk before elections or the beginning of a much larger Arctic showdown? I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching and I'll see you in the next one.